proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Today, I'd like to share with you a Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by your dear friend, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. The Hebrew text for the Torah portion I'd like to discuss with you today contains the phrase lech lecha. The word lech is from the Hebrew word olech, which means to walk or to go. The second part of the phrase is the word lecha, which literally means to you. Thus, the Hebrew phrase lech lecha simply means you go. So this Torah portion that we're discussing is very important to the Jewish people, especially in the readings of the Torah during the synagogue services. Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3 is known to Bible scholars as the Abrahamic covenant. The Bible says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." God had a definite plan for Abram and his descendants. First of all, God set Abraham upon a new path, commanding him to get thee out of thy country. Abraham must leave his home in Ur, located in the southern end of the Fertile Crescent in Mesopotamia. It is always very difficult to launch out into the unknown, especially when our current status is very comfortable. Ur, like I mentioned, was located in Mesopotamia, the cradle of civilization. The writer of Hebrews reminds us that it was by faith that Abraham was able to do this. He said, "By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went." God was sending Abram to a new place, unto a land that God would show him. God chose the land of Israel as Abram's new home because of the plan that God had for Abram's descendants, the Jewish people in general, and the nation of Israel in particular. In Genesis chapter 13, God tells Abraham that this special land that he was given to his descendants is a permanent gift. It says, "And the Lord said unto Abram, Lift up now thine eyes and look, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever." God also promises to Abraham a special progeny. He says, "I will make of thee a great nation." In Genesis chapter 17, verse 19, God tells Abraham that he will also establish this covenant with Isaac, his son. "And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him." God's purpose in giving Abram's descendants the land of Israel is also found in the Abrahamic covenant, where it says, "In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." God chose the great nation Israel to be a special blessing to all other nations on the earth. And truly, the Jewish people have been a blessing to the nations, both physically and spiritually. Physically, God has used the Jewish people to give great gifts to mankind in every field, but especially in science and medicine. The Jewish people, therefore, excel. Spiritually, God used the Jewish people to give us the greatest gift to mankind, the Word of God. Penned and preserved by Jewish hands, the eternal book of books is truly an eternal gift. But greatest of all, the Messiah that God promised to the Jewish people, Jesus Christ, is by far the greatest gift of all. I know for sure that he has been a blessing to me. Finally, God promised Abraham that he would bestow upon his descendants a special protection. It says, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee." God knew that many of the nations would come against Israel, so he promised to protect them. Nations that have tried to destroy Israel through the millennia, such as the Egyptians, the Assyrians, Babylonians, the Philistines, Romans, and Germans, just to name a few. But today, the nation of Israel is still with us. God has kept his ancient promise he made to Abraham, his friend, and he will continue to keep it. He will not cast away his people. God is a faithful God, and when he gives his word on something, you can depend on it. God's faithfulness to Israel in the past is a great reminder that he will always keep his word. In these uncertain times, this is a promise for all of us to have hope and cling to. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.